Well, good morning, everyone. My name is Bob Chappelle. I serve as the Chief Operating Officer at the Mobile Area Chamber of Commerce. Thank you all for joining us today. We know these are challenging times and that you're working hard to manage your way through this crisis. We're working to provide you information and resources that will help you through today's challenges. This is a muted call, but we will take your questions by email. And if you have any, please email me directly at bob@mobilechamber.com. There will be a recording of today's call, and we will post that later today on the Chamber's social media channels so you can re-listen or share accordingly. We're joined today by Dr. Reggie Sykes, the president of Bishop State Community College. Dr. Sykes began his service at Bishop State in February of 2016. He previously served as president of Alabama Southern Community College in Monroeville and also served for 7 years as dean of student services at Meridian Community College in Meridian, Mississippi. President Sykes holds both bachelor's and master's degrees from Jackson State University in Mississippi. He also earned his doctorate in school administration from Mississippi State University. Dr. Sykes, welcome, and thank you for joining us. We'll turn it over to you.
Well, thank you, Bob, and thank you for this opportunity. The coronavirus has changed the way we all function and do business. And during these uncertain times, you know, we are having to make changes as well at Bishop. So I want to take the few minutes that I have to share with our audience what we are presently doing at Bishop State Community College. Everyone but essential personnel are working from home. And we have transitioned to online instruction. And we're also providing student support online, such as if a student has questions concerning financial aid, admissions, or business services. We have staff in place to be able to assist students in those areas as well. Our instructors are prepared to offer quality instruction online, and they are available for students to contact them through the Canvas software. We also have tutorial services online. I think that's a great support for our students. And for students without a computer at home, they are allowed to check out a computer here at the college. But in order to be able to check out that computer, they must be recommended by their instructor. So students can contact their instructor for additional information, you know, if they do not have a computer at home, so they can complete their online instruction and complete and have a successful semester. Presently, we are preparing for the summer sessions. We're going to make available fully online classes, and hopefully by the end of the summer or at some point this summer, hopefully we can offer face-to-face. But we're preparing to offer fully online instruction at this time. Some courses with a lab component will not be available during the summer, such as welding and truck driving. You know, it's hard to get lab work in with truck driving and welding. With truck driving, students have to put in the time on the road, and with welding students, they got to be able to weld. And so you can't do that with online instruction. So those type courses would not be available during the summer. Summer registration will be online. Current students will register on Monday, April the 13th. And new students will begin registering April the 20th. We're going to have full-term and mini-terms during the summer. Full-term classes will begin June 1st. Mini-term 1 will be June 1st through the 26th. And mini-term 2, July the 6th through the 31st. And we welcome all students to enroll at Bishop State this summer. That's returning students, new students, students home for the summer from four-year colleges and universities, and also adults looking for a life and career change, and people looking to become more competitive in their current work place. So we have something for everyone, and we ask you to consider Bishop State Community College this summer. I'm going to switch gears now to workforce training. I was really looking forward to the workforce training we had planned this spring, but we've had to either postpone or cancel our training. I'll start with the Bishop State Lineman program. Applications is now closed for the summer class. We will open up again September for the January class. And so with all of these workforce training programs, they can contact workforce@bishop.edu for further information. Our Alabama Department of Transportation Heavy Highway Construction Program will start after we return from the COVID-19 suspension period. The Department of Labor Electromechanical Technician Apprenticeship Program with Atikupu and SSAB is scheduled to start the fall of 2020. The Alabama Advanced Manufacturing Apprenticeship Program, which we received a Big FAME grant, we will start at a later date. The Fix-It Program has moved to online operation for the current suspension period. 17 to 24 ages out of school youth for construction, electrical, and auto body repair. The next session starts mid-summer. And individuals interested in the Fix-It program, they can also contact us by workforce@bishop.edu. Adult education. Students who wish to enroll in adult education can enroll online beginning tomorrow. And the link will be on the college website and the Bishop State GED Facebook page. You can also contact the office, which you can reach personnel in the Adult Education Department by reaching out to or emailing adulteducation@bishop.edu. We are still available to serve adult ed students, and classes are still going on in an online or virtual format. Other information I would like to share. The tentative graduation date is August the 14th. Again, this is a tentative date. We feel that it's important that we provide graduation for our graduates. They've worked hard, and they're looking forward to this. So the tentative date we have for graduation is August the 14th. The Bishop State Foundation Gala has been postponed until further notice. All of our athletic and college events have been canceled at this time. So this is what I have to share with our audience, but I encourage everyone to please check the Bishop State website and social media for college updates. And I hope everyone are safe out there, and remember that that we're all in this together.
Dr. Seitz, I might ask you about your advanced manufacturing center that you all were building on campus. Is construction still underway on that project?
Construction has not started. We're in the process of signing the contract with the contractor, and we're hoping that construction will start within the next few weeks. Also, with our renovation of the library, which will become Allied Health, an Allied Health building, we have signed a contract and with the contractor, and we are hoping that the renovations there will start shortly. So we're looking forward to that taking place.
Those are exciting developments on campus for sure, and exciting for our community. Dr. Sykes, we appreciate you joining us today, and thank you for the update from Bishop State Community College. Our guest has been the president of Bishop State Community College, Dr. Reggie Sykes. This call was recorded and will be posted to the Chamber's social media channels later today. A reminder, you will find the latest resources and assistance related to COVID-19 on the Chamber's website, that is mobilechamber.com. Tomorrow's call will feature Dr. Valerie James, President and CEO of Vision Spot Consulting Group. Thank you for calling today and for your membership in the Mobile Area Chamber of Commerce.